Right there. There he is. There's Damon Wayans Jr. How are you doing, pal? Very nice to see you. So I have so many questions for you. This is a great opportunity to have you here today.
So many answers, man.
Anytime we had, like, we had Colin Hanks on, Tom Hanks' son.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and anytime you got, like Mickey Mantle Jr., it's so hard when you're, like, it's, you just set your goals to only to fail for most people when your dad is so famous. But then again, with you, your whole family's funny. And, and if you could find a way to stay in the business, you want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, is it on?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I just make it louder.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I'm just thankful for, you know, to be here, you know, just to be able to make money from, you know, making people laugh. Or
I'm pretty sure we've had all of your uncles and father on the show at one point or another over time.
There's a lot of us.
Which is your favorite? And my which favorite, do you like the least?
Probably my dad, because I
well, besides out, your
came
dad.
Out of his balls.
Besides him.
Probably Sean.
Sean, yeah, everybody loves Sean.
He's the guy that he'll just call me up randomly. Like, he's like a legit uncle, and he'll like call me up and we'll just do bits on the phone, and he's always checking on me, and I check back on him. It's pretty cool.
Have they introduced Bruce Fine to you? Do you know who that
Bruce
character
Fine?
Is?
Yeah, Bruce Fine.
Yeah,
yeah, Bruce.
Do you want to sit? I feel like you're gonna leave if you don't sit down.
You want me to sit?
Yeah, sit.
Who's this little dude?
That's my son.
All right, what's up, man?
He's off from school, so I brought him in. But wait till I tell him that Wasabi was here a little while ago, and he got very excited.
All right, cool glasses, bro.
Yeah, he's a nerd. You know what, though? That's great, because I always quote your dad when your dad's stand-up special from, like, the early, early 90s or maybe even the late 80s, where he's like, I want my son to be a little nerd. I want him to be. Yeah, you ever see that?
No.
You don't watch your dad?
Here's the thing. My dad was, like, super strict growing up. Like, we barely could watch and live in color unless we had, like, straight A's.
Why?
Yeah, he was just a dick.
Or a good father. Sometimes.
And then I didn't see his stand-up until I was 20 years old.
20? That's a little bit long. Yeah, that's holding out a little.
So right before I started doing stand-up, that's when I saw his
And
stand-up.
What did you think he did, like, when you were younger?
I mean, I knew he did stand-up. I didn't know.
How old were you when In Living Color was on?
I was about 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you knew he was on TV?
I knew he was on TV.
And you never got to see the show. You weren't like, I want to watch Daddy.
No. One time I was at school. Some kid came up to me and hit me with a sock in the back of the head. I turned around and punched him in the face. He's like, dude, I'm just doing your dad.
You're supposed to say, homie, don't play that.
Yeah. I had no idea what he was doing.
Did you go like to school with a bunch of straight kids?
Straight kids
like nerds, no, not as opposed to the gay school.
Yeah. I went to the gay school. I went to school with some nerds. Nerds. It wasn't like
I can picture your dad. Seems like when him being strict, he's like, I'm not sending him to Hollywood school.
So at first, I went to like this all black like elementary school,
right?
And then like in middle school, like from seventh through high school, I went to like this all white super liberal school.
Yeah,
where you could call your teachers by their first
name. Oh. Here, Steve.
You could swear in school in class if you were frustrated enough. It was great.
Don't you know that's an attempt for him to keep you out of the Hollywood lifestyle?
Absolutely. Yeah, get me jaded real quick.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you're around that many funny people your whole life, and you have it in you, it's clear it's in your DNA. You have no choice.
Yeah.
We had your dad on the show a couple of times, and to me, he's one of the greats. Like him and Keenan. I watched Keenan from when I was a kid before anything else.
That's crazy.
And then your dad coming on the show is great, because he's been on the show two solid times.
Yeah.
One time where he started out all mushy. He was like, hey, how you doing? Okay. Like, I don't want to do this phoner. I don't do it. And then, like, halfway through, when you make your dad, when I made him laugh, that's when, and it was Bruce Fine that got him, because, Sean, it was Sean, wasn't it? Came in.
Sean or Marlon?
Sean. Sean's was closer to Bruce.
Who's the prettier one?
Sean.
Yeah. Sean came in with Bruce.
He's beautiful.
Right. He came in with Bruce, and so Sean gets on, and we're like, Sean Wayans is going to be here. And then this Game of Thrones looking thing climbed up on the stool and just like, bah, 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 and he's like answering all the questions. And I go, finally, I'm like, who are you? I'm a river, it's fine. And I go, if you open your mouth again, I'm going to throw you through that window. And then I explain that to your dad. He left. And then we had a good interview. Then the second time we had him on the show, yeah, it was like seconds before he was about to go on the air. And they said, hey, and this was a year ago, maybe even longer.
Yeah.
They were like, don't ask him any questions about Bill Cosby. And I go, I got to ask him questions about Bill Cosby. But nobody had come out yet against him.
Yeah.
And he probably wanted to be like, Bill Cosby's a rapist, but he didn't want to be the first one to say it. So I get it. So I almost said, oh, then we're not going to talk to him because I was being a dick.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, no, it's Damon Wayans. We got to talk to him. Then it ended up being great. And then he dropped this bomb on us, which may explain why you are, if you're not mentally normal, this is why.
This is what I did to my son. When they were like... five and 6 years old, I used to do stuff like I would, you know, they would go to sleep and then they'd wake up in their mother's panties and bra.
Yeah. If we slept over, if we, you know, because he would go out and do stand up, we would sleep in our mom's bed. We would sleep in there, and then instead of waking us up in like a good dad, walking us to our room, he would just dress us, put us in panties and bras, and then be, and then would pretend there's an earthquake. So he'd be like, earthquake, we'd be like, ah, 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 and like wake up and like. My nipples are out. I have like a thong on. Backwards.
He listened. He cries.
You sneeze.
How are they normal now?
They never. I love Damon tells me that story. It reminds me of some of the crazy stuff I did. But it would be the funniest thing in the world to me to see them come and go, Dad. Like in the middle of the night. What happened?
Dude, he would dress us up like that and then put us in like girly poses. Right? So I'd like, wake up my hands around my hips.
Oh, that's hilarious to me.
He's very
funny. Yeah, that had to be a great life. That had to be fun growing up, man.
I wish I knew like a different life so I could compare it.
Yeah.
It's like all I know. So,
yeah. How old do you recall how old before you realized that he was cool and your uncles were cool and all that?
Oh, how old was I
when I was like, it was in high school where some of the girl was like, finally a girl gave you attention, and you were like, man, maybe this is going to work out for me.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost like when I got to high school, though, it was weird because a lot of his stand-up was about me.
Yeah.
So I remember I was going to like hook up with this chick one time.
That's not cool.
Yeah, but I mean, cool. I always knew that they were cool. They were always cool to me. They always made me laugh a lot. But
Give me the TV rundown. So we know that you were set to be on New Girl.
Yeah.
And then you were contractually obligated to this other show, or you had already shot the pilot for it?
I had already shot an entire season.
Oh, really?
We shot like 13 episodes of the season of Happy Endings.
Uh-huh.
And then we didn't have an air date yet. So my agents assumed that we were going to get canceled, you know, before we got out there. And so they had me audition for New Girl. And New Girl was like, yeah, we'll take second position because they thought that show was going to be gone.
Right.
And then ABC got some ego. Picked that show right up and was just like, no, you're not taking Damon.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go do that show. Yeah.
So they pull you off that show and then that show becomes a hit. So for that first year, you're like, mother, son of a.
I mean, I got paid either way.
Oh, so, right.
It was cool. And then I wound up going back on to the New Girl show. So, I mean, there was no love lost. I went to high school with Zoe.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so.
Oh, see, you did
go. I've known her for years.
You did go to the straight school.
I did.
Yeah. Because I could see you and Zoe both calling your teacher Bill. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, hey, Bill.
Because Happy Endings was a funny show. That was a good show.
It was.
And then the other guy from there went on to the Mindy Project.
Yeah.
So Fox was just like, we'll take everybody.
They were like, give me it.
You, I thought that show, New Girl, would be when you watch the previews and Zoe. If you asked me to pick the last show on television that I would watch, I would have said, well, that's probably going to be it.
100%.
And then you watch it, and that show, especially the first couple of seasons, hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. It was a really great writers. The creator, Liz Merriweather, of New Girl, is one of the funniest human beings of all time. Like talking to her, you'll be crying.
Uh-huh.
She's so weird.
That's the thing. The weird factor of that show is so great.
Yeah, it's her. It's all her.
And Schmidt.
Schmidt is a...
How Schmidt made that character into... I mean, you can say some of those lines and they'd be funny, but when Schmidt said them, they were the weirdest funny. Yeah.
Yeah, because he knows that character like inside and out. It's weird because we were both auditioning for that Happy Ending show together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, and he got really close to getting that show, didn't wind up getting that, and then he got New Girl, which is, like, super awesome.
That's so weird that you all end up back in the same spot
together. So weird.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And then movies?
Movies, yeah.
Movies going good. Now, what's better for you, Big Hero 6 or, like, money-wise? Or Let's Be Cops or what? By the way, this is Damon Wayans Jr. in the studio with us.
Probably, I just got a fatty of a residual check for Big Hero 6.
Right, that's what I thought. You're welcome.
Yeah,
I think we have it on multiple platforms. Yeah. Yeah, we got toys and all sorts of stuff. But now, to me, you will be in the future Big Hero 6s.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know,
what are they waiting for?
If they do another movie,
I'm invested in this movie now.
It takes years to do these movies. Like it probably took. I think they said it took 5 years
to do the first one.
Yeah. So they're like backed up. They have like other movies. Like Zootopia just came out. Like they were doing. I did a table read for Zootopia while they were developing Big Hero 6.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and that was like years ago.
So, do you know anything about the movie, or do you know...
What?
Because I have a whole theory about Big Hero 7.
Oh, Big Hero?
The next movie.
Oh, give me the theory.
I think the brother is still alive.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because he did just like go into the...
He went in the building exploded, and then the robot lived on. Something, the brothers, there's some...
You know what was weird? That movie... there's certain parts of that movie I can't even watch. They get me a little emotional.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
There's so much death in these kids' movies.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, this whole family. First of all, I didn't have any parents. And then it's like, his brother died. I was like, dude, come on.
Yeah, there was like only him, his brother, and an aunt. And we really don't even know her qualifications to have two kids that aren't hers.
Yeah, she has like muffins downstairs.
But that's very Disney and very superhero. It seems like that always runs the course, you know what I mean? Like Spider-Man living with his aunt and uncle. And
yeah, it's true.
Yeah, they suck you in with the sadness.
Right.
And only to build up your fortitude after that.
Yeah, man. And then he loses the robot. And it's just like, dude.
Then we're crying over a robot.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are they doing to us?
Yeah, he didn't even see the robot smile. He didn't smile one time.
Although it was great for me because I'm pretty sure I could be it for Halloween one year. Damon Wayans Jr. is going to be doing stand-up at the Improv tonight. You'll get to see him at 8 and 10:30, and then Saturday at 7:30 and 10 p.m. You get tickets at improvtampa.com. What else are you working on now?
Right now I'm working on a cartoon, because I wanted to be an animator growing up, originally.
Do you actually draw the stuff?
Okay. Yeah, I've been designing the characters and developing a cartoon loosely based off my childhood.
Oh, I bet. I would watch that, buddy.
The panties and the bra. But yeah, I'm really excited about that. I'm going to shoot my special soon, stand-up special.
Yeah.
And then... I'm working on a movie with the guy who I did Let's Be Cops with.
Yeah.
Jake Johnson, who was in New Girl.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, he's really funny.
He's funny because he's like every your roommate in college. You're surprised that he got laid every once in a while, and that girl kind of liked him, but you also think he might kill himself.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
But he's one of those guys who like hasn't been given the opportunity to show how truly funny he is.
Yeah.
This dude is just like next level. Like
it's the face ticks that really rope you in. Like it's one of the things I love about Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Is Vince Vaughn could just do one of those and it makes you laugh. Yeah.
He's definitely that.
Who gets the most girls out of that whole show? Or are you guys all wiped up?
Lamorne.
Who, which one?
Lamorne, the other black dude.
Oh, shut up. He's not gay?
No.
I don't know.
Far from. Eventually he will be.
Yeah. He'll run out.
The antics he does.
In my life, if I had to pick one guy on that show, because I have like out of every four people, somebody's gay.
Yeah.
I think he would be the gay one.
No, not even close.
Really?
I mean, he likes when girls are gay together.
Yeah. Man, who doesn't?
That man, he's like the best phone to look at. Like,
yeah.
He just shows you like videos and pictures. He might actually have a girlfriend now.
This is in the past.
Girlfriend.
How about the really hot chick? What is her name?
Hannah.
Hannah. Yeah, CeCe.
CeCe, great, beautiful girl.
Like really beautiful.
beautiful just inside and out.
Yeah.
Super funny too, actually.
Really? She's good. She's good on TV.
She's really funny in real life. And I always tell her, like, in between takes, I'll be like, just like, she'll do a joke and they'll crack me up. I'm like, just say that on camera. She's no.
She's like, one of those. Yeah. Does she have a boyfriend?
I think she does.
I would imagine she had a boyfriend that would, like, hang around set.
Yeah. And all No, he doesn't. He doesn't
hang
around set. No, he trusts her.
I wouldn't trust her.
Yeah.
Not around you. I wouldn't trust her around any of you guys.
She's been through all that. She doesn't even care. You know what I mean? Like, nothing. We're just like immature little boys.
Right. Yeah. What about you? Girlfriend, boyfriend. Wife? Sorry.
No, I have a girlfriend.
You do?
Yeah.
How long have you been with her?
We've been together for a while.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I made a mistake.
How old are you?
It's a mistake. 33.
You got like 7 years, really, you ever made a mistake. You want me to call and break up with her?
I'll do it.
Do you have any kids?
I got a little boy.
Okay, with her?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're stuck.
Not at all.
I'm just staring. Yeah, no. No, I'm just saying.
He's normal life stuck, not Hollywood stuck.
Right. Oh, yeah.
God. It's like,
you got to be nice.
Everybody breaks up.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
We're like, honey, she's cuter and younger than you.
That usually works.
She'll get it. Yeah.
That usually works. All right, listen, I know you have a lot of other shows to do this week. Is this your first one today?
It's my I have two shows tonight.
No, I mean radio shows this morning.
This is my second.
Which was the first one? A bunch of old white guys?
Yeah. This dude soft as hand. He's the softest hand of all time.
Radio guys don't work.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, okay, so I love to go through this to try and figure, was this better than that one?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to see
they're
where you're
nice guys, though.
No, where are you going next? Where are we going next?
TV.
Oh, no wonder why you look so good.
Yeah, I got to spruce it up.
Yeah, because what are you doing, like a morning show?
I don't know. What is it? It's
Studio 10.
That girl has blue hair. I love that.
Yeah.
I have blue hair.
Yeah.
Who is that? Does she work here, or is she with you?
That's my boo.
That's your girlfriend?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh! I'm gonna be like, I'm sorry.
She works for the improv.
Oh, you work for the improv? Yeah. I never noticed your blue hair before. Yeah. Oh, okay. Do you find it ironic? The only time they ever send a black girl from the improv is when there's a black comedian.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not ironic. It's very specific.
Ironic is not
super
the word.
Intentional. Anytime, you know, like on the news, when like anytime there's like a black crime that happens, they always have the black newscast. Yeah.
Don't want to offend
anybody.
You might
get in trouble over there. Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's actually a cameraman, and they go, "Hey, like, today you're going to do
black crime."
I do want to point out there's a certain non-black lady in the corner over there who wore a very fancy dress today.
Oh.
Not you.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, I saw it. I saw all of it. She let me in.
She did.
She's dressed great.
And then before you came in, I was like, hey, I was late this morning. Mm-hmm. And I go, Carmen, will you run to Starbucks? And she went, she got all deflated. She went, I go, you don't have to go now. You can wait until after your fancy.
Yeah, by the way, normally sweatpants and t-shirt. Yeah. Today, dress,
she looks great.
Makeup, everything.
I never wear
sweatpants.
Fan.
Oh,
thank
yoga
you.
Pants.
Yoga same pants. Yeah. The last time you were dressed this nice, I think Kevin Hart was here. It was years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Not true.
Yeah. Kev's good.
Shut up.
Yeah, Kevin's good, but he wasn't famous then.
Oh, he wasn't?
No, he's going to come do this show if he's famous.
That dude's crazy.
Did you see his house got robbed?
Yeah.
Yeah, lock your stuff up when you go on vacation.
I mean, it's not, he's just always gone, you know? Yeah. So it's like, of course people are going to like.
That's an inside job.
Yeah, for sure.
That's when people know he's gone, where his stuff is.
And it's when you have like just strangers at your house, too.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have hangers on? Do you have folks that you went to high school with who are now like your best friends because you're famous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have a small circle, you know? I've had the same friends since I was like 8, 9 years old.
What do they do?
They, you know, I have a writing partner who I write all my stuff with.
Right.
And then I have, well, not stand up, but I write like scripts.
Movies
and stuff,
yeah.
And then, you know, all the rest of my friends just, you know, some of them are actors, some of them, you know, work at Best Buy. So,
right. Yeah. You don't hang out with a guy that works at Best Buy.
Yeah, I do.
You need somewhere to get you that TV hookup.
I mean, he definitely gives me the TV.
Yeah.
I have like 6 TVs in one room.
What I want to see your animation stuff. When are you going to do that?
Well, we're, you know, the we're doing the deals now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see.
Is it going to look like you? Or are you exaggerating?
I mean,
when I
was younger.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, just kind of like, it's loosely based off my childhood. I'm calling you junior.
Right. So, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, it's going to be really
funny. Yeah, because you're just hearing your dad tell stories about you is
great. I'm working on it. Have you ever seen Bob's Burgers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so one of the executives over there, I'm writing the script with him.
Good.
So, yeah.
That'll be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Man.
Listen to me. It's a pleasure meeting you. Thank you for getting up early and coming here. And I'm so glad that you're not on a tower with a rifle shooting people because your dad used to put you in bras when you were sleeping. I got to tell you, that's the weirdest. And you know how that came up? As I was telling your dad a story, we were talking about having kids, and I walked in, and this kid with my son was in doing some stuff with makeup in the bathroom, and I went, oh, man, here we go. And then he launched into that story, but you could hear how that relationship sounds so good, man.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah, he had no problem embarrassing me.
Till he gets old and he's in a wheelchair and you can do it back to him.
I can't wait.
Comes full circle.
I have like 20 minutes of just roasting him on my show.
Oh, perfect.
Stand-up. Yeah, I'm just obliterating him.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's great.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Go see Damon Wayans Jr. He'll be at the Improv tonight, 8 and 10:30, Saturday, 7:30 and 10:30, improvtampa.com or 864-4000. Thank you for coming in.